I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Chris Diplis is a freshman at Chatham High School. He enjoys painting, drawing, photography, and music. He has a cat and three birds, which he enjoys hanging out with. His main focus is his art, and it is his plan for his future career.
I believe in cameras. I currently have about 28,300 photos on my phone. Why do I have this many? Because I enjoy saving memories of things, even though I know some of them aren't important. When I got a high-quality camera, as in a Nikon camera, I went outside and took a bunch of super-focused photos of my cat, flowers, and just nature in general. It made even basic things look really artistic. When you just look outside, you do see a lot, but you glance over a majority of things. If you take the time, in the spring or summer at least, you can see honeybees pollinating flowers, squirrels, birds, and more. If you take a camera and get closer, you see more. Go with the honeybee, for example. If you get close enough, you'll be able to visualize the fluffy body along with its yellow and black colors. You might then start to look at this bee as more of an individual instead of just a bee. Maybe you decide to name this bee Harold. You never would have met Harold if you hadn't taken the time to view things in a different way. The thing is, with a camera, it makes anything look like art. Using a camera teaches you to appreciate and focus on small things that bring you joy, even if you never thought they would. You can print these pictures out, use them as a reference for a painting, or just enjoy them as they are. Either way, it is still a way to capture a moment. Looking at old photos can also bring back memories. This can, of course, be both good and bad. A camera allows you to take photos of things that you might not normally remember because they're small. However, cameras are also used as big moments, birthdays, holidays, graduations, but also big and tragic events, like a terrorist attack or a death. You might not want to think of some of these things, but at the same time, you don't want to forget them. Recently, I found a photo of someone that is no longer living. It brought feelings of despair and nostalgia. However, I'm glad I saw it because I don't want him to be forgotten. Cameras leave back hints and clues of our past. Looking at the photos someone has taken can show many things about them and their life. Photography is a form of self-expression, a way to save memories, and sometimes even send a message. So, I believe in cameras.